Well, he had an influence on me in many ways, but in 1956, he retired from the United States Senate. He succeeded my father there in 1949. He was elected in 49, again in 50. And I was the one he wanted as his successor. He not only said that to me, but he said it publicly as he resigned or announced his resignation or retirement. The other factor was a dear friend of mine was running for president of the United States, Adlai Stevenson, and he too urged me to run and make the battle. And I did. I did the best we could. As I said before, we ran way ahead, but couldn't quite make it because of the overwhelming landslide here in New York State for Dwight Eisenhower. I remember when I was upstate in the campaign, early part of the beginning of the really intensive campaign, and we saw the first daily news polls on the presidency in New York State, and I turned to my public relations fellow at that time. I said, is this trip necessary? Because I think it was 75-25 for Eisenhower. We knew we were in, had a real uphill road, a battle to wage. But anyway, we did, and we didn't win. I never regretted that I did it. It was always a good experience. Nobody likes to lose. I did it on the urging of two great people, great friends. And the next year, interestingly enough, I ran for re-election for mayor in 57 and won by almost 1 million votes, the highest anyone's ever gotten in the history of New York. And a lot of people have felt that this was always a great goal of mine to succeed my father in the United States Senate. I would have liked to, but it wasn't a burning desire that I had for a number of reasons. My father set a very fine example. I felt in public life I'd like to branch out in some other area. I didn't feel that I'd always want people to compare to what my father did down there, what I was doing. I think in his day, very frankly, the United States Senate was more of a great factor in our government than it has been over the past years. For a number of reasons, although Roosevelt was a great president, many of the much of the legislation came from Congress. The Wagner Labor Act was my father's act. President Roosevelt, for a while, opposed it, actually tried to get my father to withdraw it from the Senate floor, from the debate. And Dad said, I've been beaten before, I'm going to be beaten again. And then when it came up for a vote, the Senate wanted to pass it on a voice vote. And he objected. He said, everybody here is going to be recorded, whether they're for labor or not. And I think, not too many of them, 20 or so, voted. Then in those days, had 96, 20, 25 voted against it. Interestingly enough, Swain, a couple of them, a year or two later, who voted against the Labor Act, the Wagner Labor Bill, came around and asked my father for an endorsement in their state so they could to get some help with the labor people. But naturally, he didn't give the endorsement. So, in other words, that was one that he fought for together with many liberal people in those days and labor support. My father had made a real contribution. I felt that it was a sacrifice to some extent to be in politics, but you had the opportunity to do something for your city, to leave something for your family. I always remember my father saying one time when some judges where he had served on the appellate division here in New York for 2 years. He was a Supreme Court judge appointed by Governor Smith in 1924 to become an appellate division judge. And in 1933 or 4, he came back and had lunch with them. A lot of them still were his old friends on the court. And he'd been carrying, as they call said, carrying the hod for the New Deal in the Senate, you know, working day and night. And one of the judges said, Bob, aren't you sorry that you ever left the court here where you have a nice vacation in the summer? You're 5:36, you go home, you're through, and have a nice life. And he said, yes, I've often thought of that, but who the hell, except from lawyers, ever heard of any of you? And I think it's that You do make a contribution. You do get a great deal of satisfaction from it. Campaigns are tough. I suppose they're tougher now than they used to be. They're longer, anyway, in duration. And that part of it takes a good deal out of you. But there's a great satisfaction when you win. And I still, when I drive around the city, or I use the subways now most of the time, but look around, I see the schools that were built and some of the other things that, housing. I suppose we did more public housing when I was mayor than any other time in the history of this city anywhere in this country. Or we used to say all the housing put together, the rest of the public housing in the United States, we were doing more here. Combined, we were doing here more than the whole rest of the United States combined in public housing. And you see people are given a decent home, and youngsters are getting an education. See what we did with the city university to preserve the no tuition there for them. It makes you feel that maybe you did something rather than just sit in the law office and go somewhere in the summer each year and go down somewhere in the winter. I think public service has some compensation.